Hey y'all. All right, and we are back for part three of this three-part episode of Being Black, Happy, and Married. Hopefully by now you've listened to part one and part two. If you haven't, go back. It's episode 23, 24. Listen to those so you are caught up and you know what's going on in this part three. It really is such an amazing episode. In last week's episode, the Duncans get into a little argument. And we were here for it, okay? Insecurities almost got into the way of the interview. Let us know who you think won. We know who won. Black men don't cheat. We know that's a goddamn lie. But thanks to Black, he explains to us and schools us on the whole double meaning. And also we talk about monogamy. Yeah. Is that really still a thing? I mean, maybe. I don't think so, but for some of y'all, it is. Anyway, make sure you tune in. Make sure you listen all the way through so you can get a glimpse of something really major and really big that happens through this episode. During the episode, how people are meant to be in your life for a reason. It's weird. It's weird. You have to listen to the end. And it brings everything all full circle, dates, times, how God works in mysterious ways. And I don't know exactly what he's doing. Oh, this is V, by the way. Your amazing host.
Cut the shit. I was trying to stay quiet, but I couldn't.
Anyway, just make sure you listen all the way to the end. But seriously, God doesn't make any mistakes. I don't know what he's doing in our lives, but he definitely is doing something. This nigga AD. Anyway, just make sure y'all listen. All right, enjoy the episode.
What I'll say is one of the things that Black and I do is we definitely, and I think in a Black community, it's very hard to talk to your partner about what you like sexually because it's like you don't really talk about it. You just do it type situation, but we talk that's about true. It. It was something that Black used that's to do real. When we would have sex, and I hated it. And I told him, I'm like, I don't know what type of bitches like this wild shit. I like wild shit, but I don't like this wild shit that you're doing. Like, this shit is blowing me.
What is this?
And it took him a while to not do it. But I'm like, dog, we're never going to have sex again if you do this wild-ass, annoying shit again. I don't like this. And he stopped doing it. I don't know. But truth be told, he never said that he liked doing it. So I hope that he don't like doing
it. If I said it out loud, majority of the women would like it. It's just that you don't like
but,
it.
But wait. Hold on. But when you first started, you said you wanted a dark-skinned man that was going to blow your mind sexually and do some wild shit.
Let him say the shit that he was about to say.
Trust me. Watch this.
All right, tell us.
It's the ear.
What ear?
Anything. Like, if I lick on the ear. No, hold up. Let me finish. If I lick on the ear, you know, inside the ear or whatever, or when I'm in the ear, I'll, like, suck. Like,
that was the wildest, weirdest shit.
That's what? The wildest.
Yeah.
See
what I'm saying?
And I do. So it's been, look.
I mean, I feel you, but people don't like what they don't like, but I wouldn't say that's wild.
See what I'm saying?
Wild.
I thought you was going to say something
else. It worked for me before. I was okay. Let me pull out the repertoire.
That shit was wild as fuck.
No, I understand not liking it, but that's not wild.
It worked for me before.
Why would you suck out of my ear? That's some wild ass, weird ass sensation shit.
We can't put wild with that.
What do you get from that? Like somebody suck out your fucking different. Ear. You're nobody different. Wants that wild ass shit.
I mean,
shit.
That's not true. Everybody doesn't like what everybody that's else not true. Likes, but that's not true.
Nobody's gonna tell me that that's some wild ass shit.
Nobody's gonna tell you that. Nobody's gonna tell you that.
Who is on some wild?
Dog, y'all lunching.
Funny, okay.
That's wild as fuck.
We just knew something else was coming.
Yeah. I know.
See?
There was no shock on anyone's face.
I can't lie. I thought it was like diddle butt.
I thought it was something.
He could do anything with my butt, but I don't want that sucking out.
I wasn't talking about yours.
I don't want no fucking out my ear.
She said no ear. I've heard of no butt. Like, she's not lying. I've never heard of nothing.
Man, ain't that wild as shit?
Just don't do that wild ass shit no more, cuz.
I haven't done it.
I haven't done it.
And I told him, I said, if you do that shit again, I'm like, dog, I don't like this wild ass shit.
I almost
shit.
Did it just now to Adrian just to mess with her, but I'm like, that's not
like wild. I love you and I'm all for black love, but I ain't with this shit. I don't know what type of bitches like this wild shit. I don't want you doing this shit to my ear.
She is funny. Okay.
Yeah, we gotta move on.
Any advice you would give to people engaged, black love, people just getting married, what would you give them?
I would say talk to them about their past, what they've done, what they've been through in their past. I think that that's very important, because as adults and as black people, we run from our past so much.
That's
and
true.
It shows up in different areas of our lives. It shows up in our parenting. It shows up in relationships with men or women. It shows up in business. It shows up in friendships. And if you know what someone has been through, you can offer resources, or you can just offer an ear with understanding and empathy. Not to get sucked out of, though. Don't suck out my damn ear. Hey, no, you could just offer, you'll have a level of understanding as to why this person is triggered by something, because they were sexually abused, or their parents weren't emotionally available for them, or they didn't have a man in the home, or their mom wasn't there. You know what I mean? They were an only child. They ain't had friends. They were bullied in school. Like, they, you know, their mom sold them to have sex. Like, you realize what the people go through just by learning their past. So I would say get to know them and talk about their past, as opposed to what they're doing just right now, because that shit, that's just where they are right now.
And what they're trying to disguise.
Yeah, but have
to
they
be
gotten
for
help?
Real.
Have they talked to somebody? Are they still dealing
with
it?
I like that answer.
It? Yeah, that's what I would say.
I would say you have to just be brutally honest with yourself, you know, with the person that you're with, regardless of if that means y'all won't get married. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, like, you just got to be the authentic version of you and say exactly what it is you want. Don't be like disrespectful or nothing like that, but say what it is you want. Say the things that you don't like, the things that you do like. Like, you gotta have those hard conversations. And that's one thing that we do when we in dating mode. We always try to, you know, mask ourselves and present the best version, or what we think the best version is of ourselves. But the best version of you is the real, authentic you. Yeah. And then you'll find that person that loves the real, authentic you. And it ain't nothing in this world like knowing that somebody love you and they know all your flaws.
Not your mom.
And okay. They have smelled your
what?
Ass.
Yes.
Literally.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
Be open to, because, again, you're becoming a unit. So it is no longer me. It's not, it's my way. It has to be a level of compromise. I'm not saying let your partner walk over you. That's not what I am saying. But you have to bend at some point. Like, this is the way I've lived my life for 12 years. Okay, but you're with someone else. You're supposed to be one. So you have to, like, all right, he don't like the way I decorated this house. Okay, it's our house now. He has say so. Or he doesn't like that I do whatever. Like, you have to be open to talk about compromise. Like, you can't just, like, this is how I've been doing it. I'm just going to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're not ready, if you're not willing to do some things for your partner, you're not ready. Mm-hmm. So
compromise.
Be open. Yeah, compromise is huge.
Yeah, that's good.
I'd say just do what works best for y'all and don't worry about what society says you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're not at the marriage stage yet. You're at the engaged stage. Oh, but y'all not supposed to live together until you're married. I think sometimes, like, that's how you find out what their habits really are like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Check up, people.
Like, you don't know how well they clean,
that's
or
that's,
you know,
true.
What I'm saying? Like, you got to see these little habits. Or even if you're not staying over, you know what I'm saying? Like, you stay real, real late. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But really, really get to know each other. Because if you're at that engagement stage, now you should know who it is or what it is you're about to get into.
Yeah.
And then at the early stages of marriage, like she said, there's compromise. And then, like I said, with us, because we don't argue, you have to realize that everything just isn't worth arguing about.
Mm.
Because when people argue, you're not listening to the other person.
That's true.
So you're just stressing yourself out for nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you have to realize it's still compromise at the end of the day. So it's like, is this worth it? Like, okay, I'm going to go do this. She don't want me to do it, but I'm going to go do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But once I get back, I'm coming back to her attitude. So was it really worth it? And the whole time you were at the event, you know she mad. Y'all still arguing via the text. And you ain't enjoying no way. So you see what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't worth it to begin with. So I'd say just think through certain situations, and you'll realize it's really not worth it.
I like that. My last question really for you guys is for, like, how important do you feel like it is to keep people like you around, like married black couples, if they have to be black, or married couples in general? Because I'm in a relationship, but I'm not married. But I also don't know, we've had discussions and differences on having single friends, or their expectations for me and me dealing with somebody versus having single friends and stuff like that. So what would you guys say to that?
Well, my closest friends are single. One of them is due to be married this year, and the other one is just single. They give me really great advice. Really great advice. Better advice than my married people that I know. But also, these are the women that I talk
that know
to every
you.
Day.
Yeah.
But as far as my husband and I collectively, we do surround ourselves with married couples that are not just posting about being married and happily married. We surround ourselves with couples that when we go over their houses, like, we literally stay to like 4 o'clock in the morning talking about marriage and talking about the things that we deal with and being vulnerable and being transparent. We talk about our highs, our lows. So it helps us, and it helps them, it helps us. So I think for us, we love to hang around married couples that are just open to talking about the things that people are afraid to talk about in society because they'll be judged.
One of the greatest advice that I ever received was the day of my wedding. My best man, Brother Victorious. I asked him, I was like, you got some advice before I do this? He was like, listen, the only advice I'm going to give you is this. People tell you all the time to keep people out of your marriage. He said, no. What you should do is keep people in your marriage that want you to succeed.
I like that.
Yeah.
And they will help you. So if I'm calling somebody, they're not just on my side when I give
they're
the
on
whole
our
story.
Side.
I hate calling Vic because every time I call Vic, he tells me that I have to apologize. And I'm like, I ain't do shit. Like, it ain't my fault. You know, he was like, you still got it. You know, so, I mean, I think it's just important that you surround yourself around people who want to see it succeed. Yeah. And all of that comes on picking the right person, too, because you don't want to be the wrong person. And then you got somebody trying to get you to stay with the wrong person.
Yeah.
I think that's good. We have single friends, married friends, people that are, it's like you said, it's important that people that are invested in your marriage, they want you guys happy. So they're going to tell you some stuff you don't like, and that's fine. You don't want people around, you shouldn't have them around before you get married anyway, that don't want to see you happy, do well. So it's good to have perspective from both sides. Granted, a single person can't tell you, hey, this is what you should do in a marriage, but they still have a lens to look through that a married couple may not have. But we definitely surround ourselves, us and particularly, with people that are rooting for us constantly. Like, that's important. Like, if you're not here for us, you can go to hell over there.
Yeah.
He probably is nicer. He'd be like, we still ain't. I'm not. But that's important. I think it is.
I ain't got no damn friends. Nah, but I don't talk to anybody about her, though. Never have, actually.
Like, most men don't.
But, I mean, there's nothing to talk. Like I said, like, I don't have where there was a, if there's no argument, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing to talk about. I ain't about to call my man and tell him all the good stuff that's going on with her. Like, I'm not trying to interest you in her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't discuss her with anybody. That's what she for, in my opinion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
that's how I feel.
But as far as like who we surround, yeah, we got married friends, single friends, but we're not around anybody that often either. Like, we don't.
You have to deal with your stuff on your own.
Yeah, we don't have much company. We don't go frequently to anyone's houses either. You know what I'm saying? So like, when we see people, we're usually out at community events. So like, the event is happening, so there's not really much discussion. You know what I'm saying?
Or interaction with people to know, be aware of what's going on with y'all situation.
That's right.
Yeah. I like that. Well, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Are there any questions you have for us? I know V has stepped away for a second. I am single. There's not too much you can ask me. Single in a sense I'm not married.
Do you want to be married?
I was about to say, you definitely
yes.
Just said.
I don't. My parents weren't. They were married before they had children. Mm-hmm. So it's weird. But I do want to experience it. Because I do understand.
Wait. Yeah, because you sound like it's a roller coaster ride. Like, you don't want it to
It's not something. Let me say this. It's not something that I've had in my mind that I'm like, I need this to happen for me. I need this to be what it is. But I appreciate monogamy. I would want that for myself and for whoever I'm with. And, you know, the understanding stuff, I've never had the full understanding of each other and the individual before we become a partnership and stuff like that. But I would want to experience, and I say experience because I don't want to put too much hope on, like, this is forever, you know? Yeah. But I do.
That just made me think of a point. She was like, you know, before you come on, you really have to know who you are before you get married. Like, you have to be so sure of who you are. And make sure you don't lose that person in becoming one. Like, that's just as important as, you know.
And that's another journey. That's another journey.
But you just said something that's interesting, though. You said you don't want to put the pressure on yourself like this is forever.
Yeah, that scares me. That scares the shit out of me, okay? So
okay.
Okay, that scares the shit out of me.
Yeah,
but like, see, staying forever is like a...
But the crazy thing is, if you don't... If you never adopt the idea of it being forever, then you won't do your due diligence to find the person that's supposed to be forever.
Or when you get into it, you won't do the due diligence to make it work.
Yeah.
So what makes y'all feel like forever is a thing? Because even with you, like you said, you didn't see monogamy for yourself. You had marriage so much around you. You didn't really think about that for yourself. So how did you change your mind?
So even up until like maybe a year ago when my husband and I, we never, like, we were like Mo and Adrian now. We did not argue before we got married. We have had like small minor like disagreements, but we never had like a full blown argument because we would just talk, right? But when we got married, like, all of our stuff start really coming out. Most of our stuff started coming out. And it was, it's just, we just have one thing that we have an issue with and we're getting better at that. We don't argue about finances, no infidelity, none of that other stuff. We have one thing, and that thing has pushed us. It has stretched us like to no end, and we're working on it. But even in those moments when we would have we had our first argument, I'll never forget. I bumped him. I wanted to fight him. I bumped him so hard. Like, what's up? Like, I fight niggas. I don't give, like, I was so mad. And he just left out the house. He just left out of the house. He just left out of the house and he walked up the street. And I was like, I still want
to
fight you.
I wasn't used to nobody just bumping me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling.
Like, you going to fight me today? Like, it was one of them bumps, like, not just like a, man, like, it was like, come on, girl. Like, that's how
you tried.
Yeah, and so with that, I would just be like, this wedding is over. I mean, this marriage is over. Because I was so used to running and leaving relationships and then them calling me to come back, all of that. And so I had to realize that. So it was in steps. Like, I had to stop running physically first because I would run, right? And then I had to grab a hold of my mind because I would stop running physically, but mentally I would still run. and my thoughts will run rampant. Like, I'm just gonna go ahead. We probably just don't need to be together. I don't know if that's this wedding, gonna, like this I marriage am. Is gonna work. We can't come to an agreement. We get like because it was our arguments were so new to me. I felt like we're not gonna make it. Because yeah. when we weren't married, we were good. We can get through it and we'll be good. But now that we're married, we had this so huge obligation. Yeah. Right. But I think it's more so of God just showing us like you're gonna have valleys, right? And the enemy don't like that y'all are married, because not only are y'all married, but y'all young, y'all black, and y'all showing y'all community that y'all can do it, right? Because the wedding went viral. So y'all have a bigger responsibility on your hands. So y'all arguments are going to seem 1,000 times worse than what they really are to someone else. If we told you about the argument, you'd be like, that's dumb. You know what I'm saying? So in all actuality, it's all about just the work. Just making it work. And so what I had to do was I trained myself. I love him so much, right? I know he's here for me. I know his intentions, his motives are for me. So why am I running? He ain't cheating on me. He not messing me over. He don't curse at me. He don't call me bitches unless I ask him to. You know what I'm saying? So he's a great guy. He loves my daughter. You know what I'm saying? My mother and father love him. This is the first for that. What is the problem? You know what I mean? Like, so I just had to train myself and just not even train myself, but just come into the realization of who he is. Like, really knowing who he is, and that helped me to know that he here for you. This your nigga. You know what I'm saying? So,
see, even then, she still had to get married to feel that.
Yeah,
feeling.
So, and for me, it's different. Like, you know, I wouldn't have married her if I didn't think it was forever. It just wouldn't have happened. Because, I mean, we go through what we go through. And if I didn't have that mindset, then I would have been out. Like, I would have been out already.
But I do also think, I wouldn't say because it's up to a man, but that's usually who's in the leadership position to ask and to carry through with the situation, that it's not up to a woman all the time.
It's not up to a woman or what?
To get married.
To get married. It's usually up to the man. The man who chooses the wife, you know? Yeah. It's not up to me to believe forever until I meet the person. That's how I think.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So that was my point. And that was my point.
That may be where I'm standing right now. Exactly. But as far as if I don't feel forever, now I don't think about forever when I'm first thinking about marriage.
Yeah.
Or when I think about somebody. Because I think most girls in general, when they talk to a dude, it's usually, can I see myself talking to him? Can I be with him for a long period of time? I don't care what type of relationship y'all have. Mm-hmm. That's how you think about the dude that you're talking to, whether y'all just having sex, mm-hmm. whether y'all just talking, whether y'all dating, whatever. Mm-hmm. We think about what we can do with the person in general. And I feel like that's probably where I am as far as it being
fair.
Forever.
That's fair.
Without it being forever. Because most girls, even from me being a young girl, I think, oh, you know, you think when you're young, oh, I can talk to him. Our baby's going to be cute. Mm-hmm. Something like that. But you don't think forever with every situation. I feel like now that I'm getting older, I'm realizing, okay, marriage really is a possibility for me. Mm-hmm. That forever is up to the man.
Mm. I must be different then, because I don't think I've ever entered into a relationship thinking that it wasn't going to last. Like, that was the intent.
But that's most men, though. For women, I feel like anybody who approaches us, whoever we accept and whoever we exchange information with and continue a conversation with, we think further than what it is at the moment. We don't necessarily think about the person at the stage that they are. We think potential. We think further. We think farther than what it is. So it's not up to the women all the time to know that this is going to go further than what it is.
I don't know. I'm just sitting there looking like, why attempt to do anything to not go through with it?
Yeah, because I think the responsibility is on the man.
Ask the dudes. That ain't up for me.
Nah, I don't think that's... I don't agree in the sense that it's up to a man. It's up to a man to... In
a woman has to accept, but he has to choose.
Yeah, I agree. But the mindset of both should be forever if he asks her and if she says yes.
Yeah.
Like me asking you, I better know in my mind that I think that this is going to be forever.
On the same
like
page,
those are my intentions. And if you say yes, then in your mind, you better have the intentions of forever. If not, then don't say yes. And if not, then I shouldn't ask you.
Yeah.
And I already feel that you have that intention. I wouldn't have asked otherwise.
Yeah.
I I'm not taking that gamble. Like, I couldn't imagine asking someone to marry me.
And be like, oh, no. Maybe like, a little bit.
I was 1,000% sure when I asked. Like,
yeah, you were.
1,000. I mean, see, mine was a little different. I proposed in the middle of a rap battle, so.
Horribly. I'd have messed up the rest of you.
Oh, yeah, I would have lost the battle messing with her.
You would have lost the battle, Mo. If she would have said no, it would have been over.
Yeah, like, yeah, we never understand that. Like, you know, for the surprise wedding, everybody asks, well, how did he know he was going to say yeah?
They would ask me, how did you know? How did they ask
you
me.
Had to, though,
and I'm
from
like,
that.
What type of relationships do y'all know? Have y'all talked
why
to people in
know?
Relationships?
Yeah, why you don't know she going to say yeah if
why
you propose?
Why don't you know?
You'll be surprised.
That's because they don't watch TV shows. They seen Joe Budden get on his knee and get a no. That's what it was.
And what they were together for, what, 10 years? Almost something like that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's I don't understand that, and I would tell people in interviews, and this was on live TV, they would say, what would you have done if she would have said no? And I interrupt like,
why would I have said
what
no?
What type of relationship people are y'all interviewing on?
Or what are y'all getting in relationships to do if y'all
what
not
y'all
working on that?
Talking about? Are y'all not what's talking about goal? Marriage? Are y'all not talking about like being engaged? I don't get it. Like, are y'all just fucking y'all way through stuff? I mean, I understand, but then you're married and you don't know if the person's going to say yes. That doesn't make sense to me.
The thing that scares me is when people get engaged and don't end up getting married. I'm like, y'all wasn't sure for real then. Like,
they knew they shouldn't have done it.
Y'all both wanted it, but it's like you have a simple girlfriend boyfriend type argument that, you know, you separate for a day or two. But I'm like, that really made you call off a whole wedding?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all just wasn't ready.
But sometimes that expedites the process, though.
Yeah. Like I wasn't supposed to be with him. That's
yeah,
good.
Like, you never know what it is that can tip you over the edge. And you, if somebody asks you to marry them, that's, I know a lot of people who are like, if somebody asks me to marry them, I'm not waiting more than a year, like, to do all of that stuff. And
expectations. People and their expectations of what, how long and all that other stuff.
I'm learning to let those go because I have.
But I think drop your list. Which you got a list? That's what I want to know. Do you have a list of what you want your mate to look like and be like and have?
Unfortunately, mine are shaped by society a little bit, and a little bit of what I expect, a little bit of what my father has given me and shown me and stuff like that. But from what I accept and what I've wanted, they've been different. So I'm learning to like. The give and take of what is really going on with the person that I want to be with and what's, you know, what I expect and what we can work on together.
Mm-hmm. I had that conversation with somebody when I was younger. The things that I wanted that was, like, mandatory, they was like, nah, you got, like, relax on your, nah, no, I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's things you just can't deal with, you just, like, I don't smoke or drink. I was not going to be with somebody to smoke or drink. Like, it just couldn't happen. Like, at all. So, I mean, like, I get that there's some things, small, minor things that you might, like, okay, I could deal with this. But I'm like, if it's something that bothers you to that level, like, you can't compromise on that at all.
And that's too much, because usually that habit comes on a daily. Yeah. Sorry, but it does. It comes on a daily.
She don't smoke or drink either, so they
so good. That's good, but I mean, that's good, though. Yeah.
Period. Like, I asked that early. I make sure of that, like, very early. Anybody I've ever talked to, like, I had to know that right away. Because it wasn't going to work.
Yeah. She was a casual drinker.
She'd have been casually drinking and dealing with whoever she was casually dealing with. Because, nah.
So, considering what you have now, this is just a question. I don't know if we got to wrap up or whatever.
No, you good.
All right, considering, you know, this is what you have now, and this is the best thing that's ever happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you looked in hindsight and she was a casual drinker, you would be willing to let that go just because she has a drink every, you know, every Friday or every, you know, social gathering?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I wouldn't have been able, I mean, I know you said the benefit of hindsight, but it would have never gotten that far. Like, I would have known that at some point during the dating process.
And decided if you were able to deal with it or not.
I already knew I wasn't. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, like, okay.
I don't have a person for waiting 3 years into a relationship to say, so, hey, all of a sudden question. I picked up this habit.
Yeah, it's another question. What if she, you know, just decides to pick up a drink, you know?
What if this is a habit that starts after
what if it happens
marriage?
Now?
To me, that's not the for better or worse.
Oh, so you ain't got to deal with that.
That's not the vibe. Like, no.
What you mean?
So that's a deal breaker.
Now, you know how they say for better or for worse? Yeah. I don't put drinking in the for worse part. Like,
you think it's, that's for
it's
health
outside of it.
Like
that's
that.
It's something else to me. It's just.
Oh, it's outside of
so
work.
You think, yeah, for better or for worse, like for worse is usually not a choice. Like, you choose to pick up a drink and stuff like that. For worse is something that's unpredicted.
I mean, I guess I'm saying it's worse than worse. Like, it's just, it's a no, period. Like, I actually had this situation happen with my ex-fiance. Hmm. Like, she went out, wanted to fit in with the crew. She came back, tried to kiss me, and I'm just like, Slim, nah. She went, brushed her teeth and everything. And I'm like, that doesn't erase it. Nah. Like, it's just not. It's a hell no.
Wow. That's
so deep. It's like done. It'll, yeah, be done.
So she came home with, had a drink. This is okay. We going to get divorce papers.
I mean, I don't got it. I don't got it for being drastic like that, but it's over though. Yeah. I'm not dealing with that.
You said I don't have it being drastic like that.
No, I mean, like,
over.
I'm not the next morning. I'm not getting up. I'm not saying the next morning I'm on the way to Upper Marlboro at 7:45.
You got to go to work.
Is there something in particular about the drinking that you're not with, or is it just the act in general that you don't do alcohol?
I mean, I'm not about to not kick it with my homies because they drink, but I ain't in a relationship with them.
Is it something that has to do with the actual alcohol intake versus
there's no story to go with that.
I just don't drink or smoke,
so
I feel that. I can't be,
I mean,
mad at that.
I see how people are I with it, but I mean, that was terrible. Never, it wasn't a that's deep rooted thing. Like, I ain't judging nobody, man, but
it's a preference. I can't be mad at nobody's preferences, okay? Well, yeah, that's just, we all got them.
That's just like, I know people like with cigarette. Like, you're not about to be with the bottle
of cigarette. I don't
do that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't do the cigarette thing.
But
so
again, this is just not a habit I see a person picking up. And me knowing her, because I have the benefit of hindsight there too, it's not going to and that's not to say she never drank before we were together. Mm-hmm. But I see in her how much the desire is, like, we work, like, we understand each other, and her desire to make me happy, and she already knows I don't like that, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if there was something, like, let's say she didn't like people that shot guns, I'm not gonna be like, after our house gets broken into, I'm not gonna be like, you know what, I gotta get a gun. I know you don't like them, but this is just something I have to do. I'm gonna find another option.
What you gonna get?
Yeah. Whether it's the alarm system, the damn pit bull, something else has to happen. She does not like guns.
Yeah.
So that's never an option at that point. You understand?
Okay.
And that's a respect thing after a while, too.
What type of boundaries did you get?
Don't start having no fights on my behalf.
You know, my worst is worse. You know, like, the worst that's outside of like a category for me is like, you know, you cheat on me and get pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is like, whoa, like,
that's
different. I'm not raising nobody, you know, like, I gotta look at you through this pregnancy and all that. And that is like something that I would definitely have to, like, I don't know if we could survive something like that, you know. But I mean, there are things that people it's been people that's been married that has a partner who lost a job and ended up, you know, being an alcoholic or ended up being on drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's worse. And so it's like, I can't just bail on you like that. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what my vows are. I didn't know any, you know,
I feel the way. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying that, you know, that
I feel like deal breakers come in the moment. Like, what you feel like you can deal with.
I think you can talk about it for hours and for days. Yeah. But once you
get a deal breaker in a boyfriend, a deal breaker in a boyfriend, girlfriend thing is very different though.
Yeah.
Say that again.
I said the deal breaker in a boyfriend girlfriend thing, or even in the dating process, is way different. And I understand what he's saying, because
versus
like, you took this
marriage
for
is what
the,
you're
the
saying.
Better or worse. But I don't know. Like,
see, that's what
me,
I'm scared of. The better or worse.
To me,
is still
it's
having
the respect
deal breakers,
we have for
like
each other. Like, I go to the casino, right? And sometimes I win big, and sometimes I lose.
if she comes to me and is like, yeah, I can't live like this, where your income is fluctuating and you don't, if she be like, yeah, you keep going, it's like, if I see that in her eyes, in her face, I'm not going no more. Mm-hmm. But that's just the respect I have for her. But there's been times where we didn't have anything, and I might have had $150, and I just went and turned that into $2,000, and now we're comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then there's been times where she's had some money, and I lost mine, and all right, we had to deal with how we had to deal. You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah. If it was ever, if I seen that in her eyes, I was like, hey, look, you gotta relax. Then, and that means me going once in a while to me not going at all. Then that's just, it is what it is. Like, to me, is you're comparing that? Like, what's more worth it? Me being without her, and then continuing with the casino, right? So let's say that I go lose, then I don't have her to balance out or help. So now I'm a whole downward spiral.
That's true.
Same thing, really, with the relationship, the monogamy thing. Like, you're sitting there like, all right, this other person is attractive. They said they would do this, this, and the third to me. Shorty don't got a car. She don't got the house. She don't cook. Like, for the one thing you checked off, there's like five of those pebbles going in the downside. Like, mm-hmm. Is it really worth, like, you got to rationalize and think about those things.
But there's also, there's a certain thing about temptation that's weird. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that I feel like in order for you to notice temptation, you have to be open to it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're at a point where you're noticing the temptation and you're really paying attention to it, you know, I've been in a relationship, I've been cheated on, so I can say, in a sense, if I wasn't paying attention to nobody, mm-hmm. like my eyes wasn't open to nobody for years. But as soon as that situation happened to me, my eyes opened to a couple people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, well, what's going on over here mm-hmm. at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Because it's like, I was this dedicated mm-hmm. and you wasn't.
And not even thinking about that, but just... Just the human nature, you have to be open. Your mind has to be open to it. So I feel like it'll be in a sense to fix your mind before any of that comes. So when it comes to deal breakers and stuff like that, I feel like there's a reason why you're at your deal breaker before you get there. If that makes any sense,
that makes a lot.
You're not just popping up with a problem.
I was waiting for a hell of an argument to happen. So it just looked natural, you know what I'm saying? Instead of me just leaving,
you know what I'm saying? Like you just, you can't, you don't just pop up at problems. Problems usually arrive before you get to the problem to argue about it.
I get
it. So, yeah. I'm happy you guys are married, though. You guys inspire me, okay? V too, but V needs to hurry up and come back wherever she at. I know she hears me. But anyways, thank you guys so much for participating with us. We are you guys gave us a lot of conversation, so I know we're gonna get some great stuff from this.
Yes.
So we actually have one more question for you guys, but that's gonna be for Two Shots in the Truth next.
Okay.
That's gonna be what?
For Two Shots in the Truth, where we're gonna take two shots.
Two shots don't mean
alcohol. It can be anything. We got ginger ale. We got water lemonade. We can find something for y'all, okay? Thank you guys so much, though. Yes, I do appreciate you. Mm-hmm. So if V is not here to tell you guys, I love you.
I love you.
All righty. Thank you guys so much. This is a podcast and about nothing. AD signing out.
Hey y'all, it's V.
And AD.
Hope you enjoyed the episode. A few things happened in this episode. I went missing.
She did. For a while, actually.
This is serious.
I've never carried an episode like that by myself.
You did a really good job. Clap it.
I was so drunk.
Yes, you were. When I listen back to the episode, I'm like, ask this question. It was so dope how everybody just asked questions. Like, you weren't alone.
Yeah, I love that. When you are actually speaking to somebody and they give you the feedback or they give you the energy that you're giving them. So,
yeah.
That was dope. I appreciate y'all.
You had a conversation with your favorite cousins.
Yes, cousins.
All right. So just to kind of, we're going to tell y'all a story.
Here's a story.
Nobody knows that song. I don't. What's the word? Anyway, so 3 years ago, what was it? October 1st, 2016. the Duncans, Sherelle and Black, or Alfred?
We were all at their wedding.
We were. The whole country was at their wedding.
I was there, too.
You was there?
I was there.
Like, yeah.
Scrolling straight up on Instagram. I was there.
Shouting with Sherelle. She was shouting like shit. Yo. But Yudu's my husband, we were invited to that wedding. And we skipped that wedding. And at the time, we didn't know. You know, we're like, dang, like, you only get married once, and my brother only turns 45 once. So my brother Freddie it was his birthday on that day, October 1st. He turned 45, and then I'll explain how it all comes full circle. Fast forward 3 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2019,
July 5th. Wow. Sitting there having a conversation with Sherelle and Black, I get a phone call from my brother's wife saying that he had been killed in a car accident. And if you haven't put two and two together, my brother's birthday is on their anniversary. The day he died, I was with them. Yeah. It's very weird.
That is weird timing.
It's very weird timing. I don't know why.
Especially because you relocated and you don't. When you do go home, you don't frequent like friends and stuff like that.
I don't.
So it's like weird.
Why?
Why them?
Why them? Why was I with them at this time? Why is their anniversary on his birthday? And so. Fast forward 3 years later, they just had, what's today? Today is the 7th mm-hmm. of October. I called Sherelle on her anniversary just to explain, like, yo, we're connected for life. Not in a depressed, you know, situation, but I chose not to tell her what actually was going on because she is the type of person that takes on everyone's emotion. She feels everything from everyone. I didn't want to ruin her anniversary, but as you all know, she's also pregnant. I didn't want her to sit and dwell on that and it affect the baby in any way. But I did have to talk about it in the episode because I disappeared.
You did. She was gone with the Wind Fabulous while I was up there drinking Moscow.
Was it just Moscow? What got you so lit though, dog?
Movement, not eating.
What, you didn't move?
You know when you drink and you sit in the same place and you get up and you realize how intoxicated you are, you're like, oh, this is different. But yeah, all in the name. Because if I wasn't, I'm not going to say if I wasn't, I'm not going to sound dependent on liquor, but I feel like it would have gone differently.
If what?
If I wasn't intoxicated.
That episode?
No, like different. Like I feel like I was stronger for you while being intoxicated. It sounds weird. It really sounds strange. But I would have been outside crying with your ass too.
You didn't cry?
I did cry, but I didn't.
She didn't cry. This nigga did not cry.
I did, but I had to be strong for you though. You know what I'm saying?
It's weird how everything...
Yeah.
Happened.
Everything came full circle.
It did. So, Duncan's... Oh, not to mention, before I got the call... Remember, I told you this. Before I got the call from... She shook her head. Yes, y'all. before I got the call from my brother's wife, Jay. Hey, Jay. I kept staring at Mo.
Yeah, she did say that. She was like, he reminds me.
I said it, and I was about to say it on the mic, but I didn't. I was like, yo, he looks like my brother. And I don't know why this happened. I don't know why it happened the way it did. I don't know. I just don't know. But I kept staring at him from the gray hair, from his demeanor, from his mannerisms, from everything. I just was staring at this man.
And skin complexion, everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like he does, right?
Yeah, he does.
He looks like my brother. And I don't know if if it was just at that moment in time, well, we have to have another conversation because I have to stare at you to see if you actually are, like, if you have the same demeanor as my brother. Adrian, I wasn't staring at Mo like that, so I apologize because I was just staring at him, right? It was weird.
Yeah, she said as soon as we got off the air, she was like, I was staring at him because he looked just like him.
And that's all I could think about. He looks just like my brother. Then I got 3 calls back to back, took the call, got the information, and didn't realize the significance of this episode until Yudo and I were, and Adrian, I'm sorry.
AD.
Sorry.
Lord, you're going to have these people Googling me. Google me, baby.
To AD, myself, and Yudo were listening back and putting together the episodes. I was like, damn. Like, this is the chain of events. So this episode holds a very special and weird place in my heart. It's very, very new. Again, yeah, October 1st, anniversary and birthday. July 5th, I was with them when he passed. So, I don't know. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
The series, 3-part series.
Ooh, we got series. We got series. Ooh, Netflix sent us that.
Ooh, Netflix, call me.
We got Netflix and we got Hulu series.
I'm not paying for Hulu.
That's my stuff. I love Hulu. Bob's Burgers.
Oh, Lord. Her and his Bob's Burgers.
I love me some Bob.
No, you know what has the new season? Big Mouth on Netflix. I love that cartoon. So inappropriate.
So Bob and Big Mouth reminds us of family members, but that's an episode for another time. That really is. We'll talk about that later.
That is funny.
Anyway, listen, laugh, love.
Listen, laugh, love. Be happy, be black, be married.
Or be white.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
No, she mad. Yo.
Okay. This is really serious, though.
It is.
We have a shot of our finest branded APAM liquor.
And we're not going to tell you what it is till they pay us.
till they send us moolah, baby. But this shot is for Freddie.
Hey, Fred.
Cheers to y'all.
Wait, click the.
Click the.
The mic.
So, yeah, you guys. Wear your seatbelts.
Yeah.
Wear your seatbelts. Love and life.
That's a serious. He was killed in a car accident. Yeah, let's say that.
Oh yeah.
And the importance of wearing a seatbelt. It is so, so important. My brother would be here today had he worn a seatbelt. And I am now that person. I used to make fun of our aunt. What do we want to call her? You want to give her a shout out?
Shout out to you.
Yes, to our aunt, the very special Auntie Dee Dee, because every time we got into a car, seatbelt, 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 put the boys in the car seat, put the boys in the car seat. Now, look, in America, they have car seats. Everywhere else, that's questionable, okay? But I realize the importance
of the simple things that they give you to be safe.
Yeah. Yeah. He would still be here today had he had on a seatbelt. So please click it. Save your life.
Or ticket. Adrian is doing citizen arrest all 2019.
Oh, Lord. At least she's not blocking y'all no more.
Right. Well, I might change my number on y'all.
But yeah. And we'll have some resources that you guys can go and check out. Some groups that really hone in on the whole, wear your seatbelt thing. I want to say thank you to our favorite cousins, Sherelle, Black, Mo, and Adrian. Thank you so much.
So much. Like, this was fun. Like, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And again, we still getting the hang of this thing. You know, audio's not always right. Intro, outro.
Thank you guys for all the feedback. Even though we would prefer that you guys leave the feedback on Anchor, just call us. Let us know what's up.
Yeah, just leave a voicemail.
Leave a voicemail. Let us know, like, hey, y'all messing up or y'all doing great.
Or, you know what? Hit me in my DMs.
Don't send me no DMs.
Who is it? What's the name, Curry?
Who?
What's his wife's name?
Aisha Curry.
She want to be hitting the DMs, so do I.
Hit me in my DMs. But no, don't call me. Don't hit me in the DMs. I don't want to see that little camera flashing on Instagram on the side.
Hit me in my DMs. Say, yo, this episode sucked.
Yeah.
This episode was great.
Thank you guys for the feedback. It has been amazing to just hear what people have to say.
This is episode 25.
Dang. That's a half a year.
Is it?
52 weeks in a year.
Damn, she know numbers.
Right, because I know paychecks.
Yo, this is an outro. This is not supposed to be this long.
Oh, sorry. We ain't mean it.
All right.
So listen back next week. We got some more heat for y'all coming.
Oh, heat. Thank y'all.
Bye.